2014 is winding down, and as you look to the new year, if you're a gardener, the University of Illinois Extension Service is offering a series of free webinars that you might be interested in. These are for backyard gardeners and small-scale farmers. And I recently sat down with Nathan Johanning. He's the Extension Educator in Local Food Systems and Small Farms with the Extension Service Office in Murfreesboro, and we talked about these upcoming series of information-packed webinars, which involve no cost to participate in.
Yes, these are free webinars, and this is a weekly webinar series that occurs through starting on January 15th. And basically, this is to give local growers, especially small-scale growers, information on specific topics related to varying aspects of agriculture. So we have a wide variety of topics. And so our goal is just to delve into those subjects on around an hour or so webinar, plus a little time for question and answers, just to help provide more information for those that want to explore growing those crops or are growing them and want to learn more.
Okay. And if you could kind of expand our minds a bit about the growing in Illinois, a lot of people might just think, oh, it's simply corn and soybeans. But can you talk a little bit about a lot of the more, I guess the umbrella term would be specialty crops. One thing that comes to mind is grapes. But in addition to grapes, Nathan, other than corn and soybeans, what other market items do we grow in Southern Illinois?
Southern Illinois actually is very diverse. We actually have, of course, large areas of apple and peach production, which are regionally known, and especially in the peaches, as well as also we have, of course, as you mentioned, the grapes and wineries in the area, but also lots of just fruits, other fruits and vegetables, a lot of tomato and cucumber pepper production for local farm markets and even some for wholesale operations. So,
all right. And I'm looking at this list, and I'm a gardener, and a lot of these look very fascinating. Let me ask you about one on March the 5th, hydroponics. And I've seen a few items in the store. Is that basically growing without soil?
Yeah, the hydroponics is usually just the culture of plants without actually using soil for them to grow into. What it usually does is nutrient solution that either the roots pass by or there's a fog or mist area that the roots are kept in to keep them with moisture and nutrients. However, they don't actually physically root into the soil to gain those things. So one of the aspects that many growers are using this for is sometimes for tomato production in especially in early season environments. And what they found is that by careful culture and management of these, you can get a very high quality tomato maybe earlier in the season that would in some cases rival any field grown tomatoes we have for quality with some of the research and adaptations we've made to manage the nutrients and how we manage plant growth. So,
and again, you don't have to mess with tilling the soil or anything like that. Potato production. There's going to be a webinar January the 29th. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to admit it. In my backyard garden, I've tried to grow potatoes and sweet potatoes. I've even amended the soil with compost, but they just didn't get really big. And I've heard that the big thing is around here, clay soils. Really heavy clay soils are an impediment to those kind of root crops?
Yeah, oftentimes some of our very heavy clay soils can be very hard on a lot of things, such as not only sweet potatoes and potatoes, but also carrots can also be another one that's very challenging because we have very heavy clay soils. Another thing that we have is a lot of times some of these clay soils tend to stay very wet. They tend to stay very waterlogged, and especially the white Irish potatoes really don't prefer that, especially early in the growing season, and they can get some diseases and other things that can kind of come in and compromise their growth in addition. So that's one of the reasons we have some struggles, but I think even on a home garden scale, if you were to patiently amend the soil. Unfortunately, that's usually a multi-year process, and maybe pick an area that's a little higher in elevation that doesn't, or definitely not a low spot that would hold water. You can have some success, but ideally potatoes do grow best in maybe say like some of our river bottom soils or in more sandy conditions. But you can still grow a small potato crop even in some of our soils, especially if you amend them some. So. Yeah.
That was Nathan Johanning, an outreach educator with the U of I Extension Service Office in Murfreesboro, talking about the upcoming series of gardening and farming webinars beginning in January. If you would like more information, simply call Nathan at the Extension Service at 618-687-1727. Or we also have the complete listing of the webinars posted on our website. Just go to news.wsiu.org. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.